Forest Service is seeking public comment on a draft outline for its Tongass Forest Plan revision. In it, the agency proposes two types of recreation areas, high commercial use and low commercial use. The idea could guide the Forest Service on where to concentrate high traffic tourism, but it's still just an idea. Barb Miranda is the deputy forest supervisor for the Tongass. She explained the idea to about 40 Juneau residents at a public meeting the agency recently held at its Juneau district office.
Think of it as sort of a zoning document from a city, but it's sort of a zoning document and an overall guidance for a forest.
This is part of the agency's revision process for the Tongass Forest Management Plan. The plan sets the Forest Service's overarching vision and goals for things like logging, subsistence, ecosystem health, and recreation. The current plan, made a decade ago, doesn't map high and low commercial recreation use areas, but it does classify recreation areas on a spectrum from urban to what the agency calls primitive. That spectrum guides where roads, motorized vehicles, and amenities go. Miranda says the agency wants to simplify how the plan organizes different parts of the forest, going from more than a dozen land use designations in the current plan to just a handful of management areas with special guidelines. And Miranda says the proposed recreation areas intend to address the growth of tourism in the Tongass.
The biggest employer is tourism, and the biggest impact to communities and how we develop communities is tourism.
Alex Pierce is the visitor industry director for the city and borough of Juneau, which is expecting 1.7 million cruise ship passengers this year. She says looking at recreation and tourism based on levels of intensity is a valuable exercise and could offer more clarity than the current plan.
I think there will probably be some evolution in the way that they look at the zones, but I do think that the zoning concept is a good idea.
She says it could help protect areas that residents don't want to see overrun by commercial tourism and could allow for development in areas where tourism is central. But Pierce says the plan should be adaptive, since some small Southeast communities want to expand tourism to boost local economies, like the village of Klawock on Prince of Wales Island. Don Nickerson is mayor of Klawock and president of Klawock Hina Corporation. He says the village of around 700 people welcomed six cruise ships in 2024, the first year its cruise port opened. This summer, he says he's expecting 58 cruise ships.
I think access, you know, to nature tourism and ecotourism is going to be huge. You know, from what I see with a lot of the guests that come into our port, you know, they're very interested in wildlife and natural beauty.
So he says it's important for Forest Service land accessible from Klawock to allow high recreation use in places where visitors can count on seeing bears, eagles, and salmon. Miranda says that while the Forest Service doesn't control the number of cruises coming to Southeast, the agency does issue permits to commercial operators who guide on the Tongass. She says high commercial recreation areas around towns with cruise ship ports, like the Mendenhall Glacier Recreation Area in Juneau, would continue to support many commercial tourism permits. On the other hand,
low commercial recreation use areas are places where locals might say, we wish you wouldn't put as many special use permit holders into those areas. Maybe that's just the place for the locals to know that they're not going to be overrun by commercial tourism.
The current comment period for the draft outline closes May 6. Miranda says the agency wants feedback from Southeast residents.
What are the places you don't want to see commercial tourism? Like, if there's places like that, then like let's hear from you. What are those?
In addition to commenting on recreation, Miranda says it's a chance for locals to weigh in on the other proposed management areas, including old growth forests, key fisheries watersheds, and community use areas. Miranda says the Forest Service plans to release a full draft of the plan at the end of the year, which will kick off another comment period. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.